The state's 8 charter schools are not technically charters right now. The state Supreme Court invalidated the original charter law last year. Since then, the schools have either operated independently or as part of a district near Spokane, even if they're located across the state. Thanks to a new law, the schools will be charters again this fall, and they still call themselves charters in the meantime. These publicly funded, privately run schools were promised to Washington voters as a way to serve at-risk students who struggle in traditional public schools. As they wrap up their first year, KUOW education reporter Ann Dornfeld is taking a look at who enrolled in charters and how that compares to those promises.
Everyone should know what their new station is. You start working, you have 8 minutes.
Okay, guys.
Walking through the halls of Excel Public Charter School, you'll see that most of the students are children of color. Founder Adele Sifriwi says that's no coincidence. When he scouted sites for the school, he looked for a location in the south end of Kent, a diverse part of town and home to many low-income families.
Well, we really wanted to serve a population of students that was representative of the Kent community. We set out from the very get-go to serve students who were historically underserved.
Excel has a lot more black students than the surrounding school district. That's true for most of the state's charter schools. According to enrollment data the schools gave KUOW, some average 2 or 3 times as many black students compared to the districts in which they're based. That's significant because black students tend to lag behind white and Asian students academically. Sifriwi attributes much of the black enrollment at his school to the fact that the charter is based at a largely African-American church.
Although we're not affiliated with the church in any way as a public school, I think the members of the congregation saw a lot of value in signing their kid up for, you know, a public school that happens to be in their building.
Poor students also tend to struggle in school, so the state's charters promised to target kids from low-income families. For the most part, they also met that goal.
That general pattern seems consistent with what is seen in a lot of other places.
Bob Bifulco is a professor of public administration at Syracuse University. He studied the demographics of charter schools in other states.
Charter schools are probably more likely to be serving low-income students and minority students, even in a lot of cases relative to the districts that they're operating in.
Bifulco says there are a lot of ways that charters end up with a particular student population. The schools often appeal to families who don't feel the nearby traditional public schools serve them well. Charters might also do as Excel did, locate in a neighborhood that's home to their target demographic and market to those families. But there are also areas in which Washington's first charter schools appear to be falling short. 2 major groups of students who often struggle in traditional public schools are kids who need special education services and English language learners, or ELL students. State law lists kids who need ELL and special ed services as particular focus areas for charters. But most of the state's charter schools enrolled fewer special education and ELL students than the district average. Bifulco says that's a trend he's seen nationwide.
You know, the charter schools are often set up for a specific mission. Serving certain high-need special education students is just not part of their mission, and so, you know, they don't have a lot to offer those students. Whereas the public school districts, they have no choice but to take that on as part of their mission.
When it comes to ELL students, Bifulco says lower enrollment might be due to the difficulty of reaching out to immigrant families. Some charter leaders we spoke to said that was the case, or that immigrant families wanted their kids to go to school closer to home. In some states, charter schools have been shown to have used selective admissions processes to screen out students they deem harder to teach, or canceled families out if the students proved difficult or expensive for the school. That can help charters keep standardized test scores up and keep them in business. We didn't find evidence that's happening in Washington, but Bifulco says because school demographics can vary so dramatically, there's no easy way to compare the success rate of a charter school to a traditional public school. Such comparisons will be tempting for analysts when state test scores are released this summer. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.